Locals sort through tubs and boxes of empty bottles and cans on a recent afternoon at Juneau's recycling center. They toss aluminum in one bin and plastics numbered 1 and 2 in another. Cardboard has its own place, as does mixed paper, and nearby containers hold glass and tin cans. Those recycling generally like the idea of reusing items and keeping them out of the nearby landfill, but soon, that's going to be a little harder to pull off. A substantial amount of Alaska's recycling is shipped to China. There, it's shredded and processed before being turned into new products at that nation's numerous factories.
China takes so much of the U.S. materials. They have a lot of market power.
Mary Fisher is executive director of Alaskans for Litter Prevention and Recycling. She says China will start limiting what it takes at the beginning of next year. She says plastics number 1 and 2, such as soda bottles and milk jugs, will continue to be accepted. The same is true for aluminum cans and corrugated cardboard. But the higher number plastics, numbers 3 through 7, will not. Neither will mixed paper, such as mail, magazines, and newspapers.
Most communities in Alaska are not accepting mixed plastics like that, so I don't see that as being a major impact up here. And the mixed paper, a little more problematic because China uses a lot of mixed paper.
A number of Southeast Alaska communities barge their recycling, as well as their garbage, south. Republic Services, which has the contract, recently informed communities it won't be able to take such material. Sandra Woods is a municipal landfill specialist for the state.
What they've told everybody is they're going to accept everything like they have been, but it's important that the communities know that plastics 3 through 7 and the mixed paper is going to be landfilled after China no longer accepts it.
China is also cracking down on what's called contamination. That sounds like dirt or leftover food, but mostly it means too many unrecyclable items mixed in with the right materials. Jim Pinor is Juneau's municipal solid waste coordinator. He blames curbside recycling, which is also done in Juneau, as well as Petersburg.
When you think of the single stream recyclable collection program at the curbside, and everybody can just throw in everything all in one bin. That, I believe, has created the problem that has increased the percentage of contaminants going to China.
The new import rules don't kick in until January, but Pinor says it's already had an impact on recycling revenue, which helps fund local collection and shipping efforts.
I was getting approximately $130 a ton for cardboard. Up until October. October, it went to $40. I was getting $85 to $100 a ton for my plastics. That went to $10.
He says contamination can only improve at the home or business level or with expensive sorting. It is possible China will roll back some of its restrictions before they take place, or they may be short-term. Pinor says it gives large recyclers that take Alaska's material motivation to look for other customers.
They're looking at world markets. Where else can we ship our stuff? We're shipping it to China. Can we get Vietnam excited about making some manufacturing plants using recycled material from the United States, the Netherlands, Australia, different places?
Some recyclables haven't been shipped south to find new uses for a while. Glass, for example, mostly stays here due to low prices and high shipping costs, but some places crush it and use it for sand or gravel. I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.